And which of us has not felt the refreshing breezes of God's forgiveness blow through our lives? He has redeemed us through Jesus Christ. He has delivered us from sin. He has delivered us from death. What is love like? Nobody's going to love a righteous man. Somebody may love a good man, but God has shown his love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. We praise him for what he has done. We were lost. We were alienated from God, strangers from the covenant, without hope in the world. And he, through Jesus Christ, has delivered us, and for that we praise him. We praise him for protection from harm and for hope. One of the outstanding things I have picked up from the songs you have been singing today and from your sacred harp songbook is the element of hope. It is a tough world, but we have hope. We have hope because of what God has done in Christ. And we are aware that ultimately this is God's world and he, the Almighty, will prevail. And we can sing out of sorrow the hope for a better world over there. The psalmist says we can praise God because he has protected us from evil. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in praise. We don't need to be afraid of the world. We don't need to cower in fear, because the God of heaven is with us. How are we to praise him? O God, my heart is fixed. I shall sing and give praise even unto thy glory. Singing. What you've been doing. What you are doing this weekend. I guess one of the earliest Christian songs I ever learned was, praise him, all you little children, God is love, God is love. So we sing praises of song to God, and that's one of the best ways I know of to lift up our voices in praise to God. Now I want you to know, Dr. Ray made one false statement. I don't sing Sacred Heart. I don't sing. I can carry a tune, I just can't get it out. My wife does all the singing in my family. But I like to hum along with it, and I love to listen to it. And if there's one thing that I can't do that I wish I could, it's sing. Sing praises to the Lord. We are to sing, to praise God with all the instruments at our command. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. My first reaction to that is the psalmist was not a Baptist because he was going to praise him with a dance. But other than that, we are to praise God with everything we have. Everything at our ability and capacity, all of the instruments we can make, we're to praise God. Praise him musically. But that's not all. Praise him with our speech and with our silence. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Praise him by what we say. And sometimes praise him in the stillness of silence. But that's not all either. Ultimately and most importantly, we are to praise God with a contrite heart. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not refuse. The best way to praise God is the way we live. Words are significant. Music is meaningful when we back it up by our lives. I guess the ultimate test of praise is how we live, isn't it? Jesus, one time, was traveling through Samaria, and he stopped at a well outside of a city, and you will remember a woman came to him and asked for a drink of water. Oh, he asked her for a drink of water. Sir, you speak to me, a woman and a Samaritan? If you knew what you were asking for, I could give you the water of life, and you drink that, you'll never be thirsty again. And then she got him in a theological argument, you will remember. Where do we worship, Jerusalem or Mount Gerizim, this hill outside of our town? You remember what he said? The hour has now come when neither in Jerusalem or on this mountain will people worship me. For God seeks those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. It's not where we are. It's not whether we're here, whether we are in a brush arbor, one-room country church, big stained glass cathedral. It's what's in the heart. That's what counts. And what God wants of us is to offer him our lives in praise and worship. And thus shall the Lord ever be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Let us pray. Our Father, our prayer is that in all of life we will praise thee. In sickness and in health, in good times and bad, when we're happy, when we're sorry. O Lord, in all and in every instance, give us strength to lift words of praise to your glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Edwards, for those kind messages that you've brought us. To close our service, I'm going to ask the chairman of our arranging committee to come and sing page 45, Amazing Grace.
Jeff Walton from Scottsboro, Alabama.